Chapter 1. The box arrived at the front door like any other delivery. It had nothing on the outside detailing what it held. Nothing to show that what was inside was anything other than an online order. Just a FedEx label on brown cardboard. Maybe a fantasy kit inspired by 50 Shades of Grey. Or maybe not. Treating this like every other delivery, the FedEx driver ringing the bell had no idea that what it contained were the final vestiges of a man who'd given his life fighting in a land far, far away. A land that most of America had forgotten. Precisely because the sacrifices represented by the contents of the box allowed them to do so. Putting on a plain Oxford shirt, Guy George heard the bell and was surprised. He wasn't expecting anyone, and he was more worried about a meeting he had to attend in 45 minutes. A meeting he knew would be crucial to his future. He didn't have time for someone selling Girl Scout cookies. Tucking in his shirt, he padded to the front door in his socks, a little bewildered that someone would bother him here, in his condominium, behind the gate of security at the building's entrance. He put his eye to the peephole, expecting to see a mother who lived in his tower, a child in tow, exploiting her ability to penetrate security to sell raffle tickets, or something else. What he saw was a FedEx man, and he felt his stomach clench. He knew what the man held. It had arrived days earlier than he expected, but he knew. Usually, FedEx deliveries were dropped off downstairs, but he'd told the management of the tower he lived in that this box was special and that he would sign for it personally. It wasn't outside of the ordinary, given his job, at least given the job the management thought he held. There had been more than one box that came to his door, all having to be signed for personally. It came with the territory, so much so that he knew the FedEx man by name. He opened the door and said, "Hey, Carl, got another one for you. You must have some pull. You're the only apartment they let me up for." Guy smiled, feeling ill, and said, "Not really. That's for me?" "Yeah, I haven't had a delivery for your roommate in over a year. He must be on the shit list." Carl grinned at his joke, and Guy felt like punching him for no reason whatsoever. It wasn't Carl's fault. He couldn't possibly understand the sore he was poking with that statement, especially today. Truthfully, Guy should have moved out a year ago, precisely to prevent such questions, because Guy's roommate was dead, just like the man represented by the contents of the box Carl held. Carl sensed a shift and said, "Well, just sign here, and it's yours. Not nearly as heavy as some other stuff I've delivered." Guy thought about signing his brother's name, just as a memory, but didn't. Guy waved at Carl and shut the door, grasping the box in his hands as if it held a secret truth. He knew that was stupid. He'd done inventories for the very reasons this box held, more times than he wanted to remember. He just didn't know in this case that the box did hold the truth. And it was dark. He went back into the living room, glancing at the other bedroom, the empty one. He remembered inventorying everything in it as if he'd done it yesterday, the pictures and notes, the flotsam and jetsam accumulated in life that seemed like trash but took on a special meaning when the person they were attached to never returned. Putting them all in a box like the one in his hands, he placed the package reverently on the floor, then glanced at his watch, one eye on the cardboard, as if it would do something. He was running out of time, and the boss didn't take kindly to subordinates being late. But he might for this. He pulled out an auto-opening knife from the inside of his waistband and flicked it, the black steel of the blade looking for something to bite, the weapon a stark contrast to his business casual dress. He took a knee. He sliced the tape, the blade moving as easily as if it were touching air. He methodically